Hi, I'm Katherine Watson with Find Houston Senior Care, and I'm here today with Sandy Heintz, owner of Right at Home Care Northwest Houston. Sandy is also a certified senior advisor, and she's one of our experts here at Find Houston Senior Care. Sandy's going to answer a question for us that I know a lot of my listeners have had or will have in the near future. The question is, Mom has dementia. I want to keep her home, but how do I keep her safe? Sandy, let's hear what you have to say about that.
Thanks, Katherine. I think the first place to start would be to find out what are some of the characteristics of things that she's doing that manifest itself in dementia. For example, does your mom wander? Does she go towards the door and try to get out of the home? When she's at home alone, is she looking for things that could be harmful for her? For example, when she's maybe going to the stove to cooking, is she turning on the stove and forgetting to turn it off? Is she going and cleaning and forgetting what types of materials to use to clean her kitchen or her bathroom? So we want to know how the dementia has manifested itself in Mom. Is she agitated? These things would certainly help us try to keep her safe at home. So there are a couple of things, once we know that we can then look at. One is some simple trying to do some cues for her, putting up signs and material and information that she might be able to read to remind her to turn things off if she's capable of still able to cognitively approach that. If not, another option is bringing in someone to sit and be a companion with her to ensure that she doesn't leave the stove on if she's cooking, to ensure that she doesn't leave the water running on if she's washing her hands or taking a bath, and also to ensure that she doesn't leave the home, doesn't drive, things like that. Another option and another thing to consider also is keeping her home in the evenings with family members. During the day, they might consider taking her to an adult daycare. A place where she can be safe during the day if you're out and about, and then at night be home with loved ones and families and putting up some of these boundaries in the home.
Great. That sounds like a lot of good information, Sandy. I would think it would probably be wise to have somebody coming into the home on a regular basis. For instance, a company like yours to come in just to be able to be another set of eyes. I know when my mother-in-law first started having some dementia and we lived in another town, we hired a company such as yours to come in, and it gave us a lot of peace of mind to know that somebody else was paying attention to what was going on, and they could alert us to problems that we may not have thought about, like she wasn't taking her medications properly. And that was huge. Yeah.
Especially if she's home totally alone. If she's living with a loved one, you may not need a service like ours as much. But if she's home alone and wants to remain in her home where she seems very comfortable, it would certainly be an option to bring in a provider to, like you said, be those extra set of eyes that can look at and bring information back to the family as to exactly what she's doing when she is alone. So then you can address all those issues that are starting to manifest itself because of the dementia.
Right, right. One of the things, too, I know that was a concern for my family with my mom was the driving thing. When she got to the point where she couldn't drive anymore, we had to look for other solutions. Everybody in the family worked, so we weren't always able to drop everything and take her somewhere. And she didn't feel comfortable asking us to. Does your service provide transportation and things like that that can help people?
Yes, our caregivers could drive either the mom's car, the potential client's car, or they could drive their own car and take her to her appointments, take her to the store if she'd like to go to the store, so that she's safe in that realm as well. The last thing we want for someone that has dementia, when they they may be fine for driving for the first couple of days, and then the next time they go the right that they've always taken, they actually turn left. So absolutely, we can provide transportation as another piece of the service that we can offer. We can also do medication reminders. We can help with the light cooking and cleaning and do all those things, as well as engage our potential client to keep them as independent as possible. Because the more that they continue to do, the better it will be for them in their environment. And as long as there's another set of eyes kind of monitoring that, it helps them to feel independent and they feel like they're not losing as much when they have someone coming into their home.
Sandy, do you see a lot of people choosing to keep their loved one in the home even when they have dementia?
We do. We see that frequently, especially in the early to mid stages, depending on the amount of care that's needed. What we have found is that when you move people that have dementia, they tend to slip a little bit in terms of their cognitive function. So more and more families are trying to keep them in their home for as long as they can until it comes to the point where maybe the level of care is so high that personal care, bringing in a personal care provider to assist them, becomes cost prohibitive.
Now, Sandy, as a senior care advisor, if you have a family like that where it is becoming cost prohibitive and they need something more full-time care, are you able to help them figure that piece out?
Yes, ma'am. So one of the things that a certified senior advisor brings to the table is that we look at the whole picture. We work with other professionals that have expertise in financial as well as other locations to see and build a transition plan to see what the next steps are. Could it be a skilled nursing facility? Does it need to be a memory care community? Does it need to be an assisted living with some extra help? So we can work with them one-on-one with the family to evaluate places, offer choices, and give them a broad spectrum of what's available so that they're not starting with just a Google search and becoming overwhelmed in the process.
Okay, great. Well, Sandy, I thank you so much for taking the time here today. If you want to find out more information about Sandy or her company, Right at Home Care Northwest Houston, you can go to findhoustonseniorcare.com and get all that information. You can also submit questions of your own, and we'll have an expert answer them. It may be Sandy or someone else in a different profession that might be able to answer your question. Thanks so much for listening, and check back with us and sign up for the podcast so you can get all of the great information that you'll need to take care of your aging parents.